All right, welcome to the 11th episode of the second season of Charlie and Me. Boy, do we got a good one for you today.
Buckle up.
Everybody better buckle up. We got a fun interview in person. First ever live studio audience.
Not true.
We'll call it. It was whatever. If you're not our friends and family.
Fine.
If you are not our friends and family, thanks for listening. If you are our friends and family, you're going to love it. Also, thanks for listening. I mess it up every time, and I created it, and I mess it up every time I say it. I just record it once and then play it like every time.
I don't know what to tell you.
If you're not our friends and family, I'm not sure why you're listening. There you go.
Hey. Grant.
Yo.
Social media looks like you had a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, man. Social media. We definitely had a pretty crazy weekend. As you are aware, a bunch of my friends from high school came to town, and boy, oh boy, did Chicago show us a good time.
Boing, boing.
Yeah, I pretty much was still recovering until last night.
So you saw the survivor?
We saw, his name's Colton Underwood. He was the survivor. It was an all-women island. Crazy story.
Island also known as The Bachelor.
Yeah. And so he survived. He had to hop fences and stuff. But yeah, so we saw him at a club on Friday night, and then that same club that we were at, Chance the Rapper was also at, so that was way cooler than the Survivor. But dude, yeah, it was a pretty interesting weekend. Then we went to the Sox game on Saturday, Chinatown. Got rained out on the Sox game, but you know, got 5.5 in, so I think they called it a full game.
Hey, you made it. You made the whole game. What a commitment, you guys just.
We committed. The full game. The full game. Even after waking up at 11 a.m. like I've never done in my, like, the last year.
Yeah, I was, got a late text from Grant. I was like, okay.
How late was that text?
No, late text, no, that morning.
Oh, like noon?
Yeah.
Yep, sounds about right. So it was a pretty long weekend, but it was a lot of fun, and I wouldn't take it back for the world. I hope all those guys come back and visit soon. Charlie, what'd you do this weekend?
I tagged along for the second half, starting up after the Sox game that weekend. I will say one of my favorite parts of the whole weekend, though, might have been just chilling out in front of Wrigley on Sunday morning in the sun. We're all just like sitting there and just like...
Sunday morning, none of us felt 100%. Everyone was just sitting there soaking in the sun, just like, oh my God, how did I make it this far in life?
Nursing hangovers, nursing the food coma we put ourselves in, and then like nursing the skinny Wallace syndrome.
All of it was there.
Just like sitting there in the sun, I was like, I'm just not going to move for a while.
I'm not going to do anything right now. So yeah, that actually was pretty good. Looking back at that, I wanted to go, and then the moment they left, it started pouring rain.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, my car ride at home. I was like, I wonder if it's Chuck Grant not to go for that walk.
Yeah, we couldn't have timed it any better. It was absolutely perfect. So, yeah, that was good. That was a good time.
Shout out to the boys.
Shout out to the boys. That was a good weekend.
Also. This just happened.
Breaking news.
Macy's is going out of business. And so they're having a huge sale. So if anyone needs any stuff, let me know.
Hit up Macy's. Macy's? The one by your place?
Up in Northbrook.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. But, yeah, good deals. Maybe I'll let you know.
Yeah. What size are you? Everyone, text me your sizes.
I'll get you some sweet duds. All right. That gives me another interesting story that happened, like, over the last week. I'm not going to name names. One of my coworkers, we're just having a conversation, and one of my coworkers goes, hey, what's your wife's waist size?
Grant goes,
Well, it wasn't, they weren't asking me, they're asking somebody else, but
okay.
Everyone was just like, oh, don't think you can ask that, man.
That's
kind of a weird question. I don't want to be that guy. Hey, what's your wife's waist size?
Is there, like, context to it, or, like...
They were talking about, like, I don't know, how pants fit or something. It was super weird. And then someone brought up how, like, yeah, these never fit my wife or something like that. I don't know. That went down a weird hole.
Old people talk.
Yeah, I don't know. But then, what's your wife's waist size? It's going to be a no. It's going to be a no from me.
Being of old people talk, my work basketball league started up this week.
How you feeling?
I had a game, first game Monday. I woke up this morning, I'm so sore. My whole body's soreness.
Oh.
My shoulders hurt, my back's sore. My, like, outside ankles hurt.
Oh, yeah, dude. You gotta work those ankles out from switching directions.
Yeah, not used to it.
That's awesome.
Our team got worked.
Did you drop a lot of points?
I had 5. Ones and twos.
Lit it up.
Our team only had 11, so.
Oh, dang, yeah, top scorer.
Nah, like, I had
you only 6. Had 2 people score points?
Yeah.
I thought for sure 5 would be the top scorer, because someone got to spread the rest of those out. No way.
Yeah, just this. Yeah, only 2 of us scored.
Man, that's a tough day for you guys.
It wasn't, yeah. It's not the recipe for success going forward.
So you guys are, when's your next game?
Thursday.
What time?
11:45.
Oh, that might be a stretch for me.
You just show up to our campus and just,
hey, just
bring a cowbell.
Yeah. That's awesome. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Grant. How's it going?
Segway.
Segway, those are those two-wheeled things you, like, motor around on. They have, like, tours downtown sometimes.
Yeah, great segue. Anyway, so do you think there's, a statute of limitations on how long after you meet someone that you can follow them on social media?
Oh, for sure. Most definitely.
So, but then it's also, you don't want to follow them, like, as you meet them. You don't, like, there's a window.
Oh, it depends on how you met them, like, the occasion of the meeting and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
But there's most definitely,
like, I agree. I'm with you on this one.
There's too soon, and there's too late.
There's too soon, too late. But it's like, if you just meet someone, like, through a friend of a friend.
Also, if you just meet them, friend of a friend, like, more of like, hey, it might be cool to meet up later or something. I don't know.
Whoa. Sucks.
I was thinking more of, I was actually thinking of the example of, that you brought up about, like, seeing a classmate or whatever. And you're like, oh, let's go get drinks tomorrow or something. Then it's more like, yeah, right away on social media. Because, like, if you're...
Because you're right there, you're trying to link up. That's different.
Yeah, I was just saying, that's what I'm saying. It depends on the situation.
And to make everyone clear when we're talking about this, we're talking about, like, friends, not like following a girl on Instagram. Or like,
no, yeah, strictly like...
No, like, sexual interests.
I had 2 classes with you, and now you moved to my city. Was hanging out.
Or just, like, I had 2 classes with you, and now I'm going to follow you 2 years later.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Like, those happen, and it's so weird, but maybe if those classes were spread out, it's okay. Like, also, over 4 years? We graduated together? I don't know.
But, like, if it's one of those things where, like, oh, there's a good chance I run into him next weekend, too.
Well, then it makes sense. Then you can
wait after the first occasion.
You could do, like, Wednesday.
Run into him again.
Oh, the second time. Second. Yeah. Wow. You're really thinking this one through.
It's going to keep happening, you know, which is coordinate.
The worst is LinkedIn when you really get to it. So many random people I'd have never even met follow me on LinkedIn. I'm just like, well, as long as you don't do anything weird, let's do it.
I don't have LinkedIn, so. Oh, what do you know?
Must be tough being an engineer.
I know. Right? Who wants to hire me?
All right, that kind of slides us into our podium, though.
Yeah, it does. Because the awkward situations on social media that you have to watch out for.
Exactly. So the most awkward things that can happen on social media, like, encounters-wise. I guess for dudes, because for girls, I'm sure this list would be so much different.
Oh, yeah, this is truly
from a guy's. This is going to be from a guy's, so I'm sorry, ladies. Go ahead, flip it. Heads, I win.
You do win.
I knew it. I would say probably one of the most awkward things that can happen is, like, when you go to likes the wrong thing on Facebook and you're scrolling through and you, like, hold it down and you, like, do a heart.
So, yeah.
Then, you know what I'm talking about.
I've never actually, I don't know how to do the hearts.
So it's, you're scrolling down, and when I scroll down, I, like, put my thumb down to, like, hold it in the same spot. And you can put your thumb down, and if you hold your thumb down, it gives you the option to like it as a heart, like it as a smiley. And so all that, lots of times what I'll go through, and I'll do that, and I'll go heart, and I'll go, no, take that back. It's probably like someone's dog just died and actually put a heart on it. Like,
no, I don't know.
Yeah, that, I didn't mean that.
I didn't learn something new. I learned how to do that. I wish I know how to like things.
The normal way. You didn't even know how to use Facebook.
No, but my first one was gonna be also Facebook though. Doing the scroll, but when you like put your finger down to start the scroll, you accidentally hit like on it.
That's what I literally just did. I literally just said that.
But like you did the heart, I did the like. I
literally just said that.
I didn't really listen.
Oh my god.
Fine. I'll get a new one. There's the Instagram double tap to zoom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, before Instagram could even zoom, that was bad. Now I'm kind of used to like scrolling in if I'm going to zoom in on something, but before that, when you're just double, like someone's like, oh, here, look at this, and then they hand someone doesn't know Instagram, and they double tap it, and you're like, no! No, my life's ruined.
No, God, no!
No! Yeah, those are awkward. I had a really good one, and then we started talking about the zoomies, and that was bad.
I have another one if
you want. Yeah, go ahead. Light it up.
My next one is when you're looking back at pictures from like a couple of years ago, and then you hit the accidental like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Everybody does it every now and then. You're like, oh, what? Where'd this person come from? He's like looking down. The next thing you know, like, oops.
This was from high school.
Yeah. Oh, nice. My next one would be the poke on Facebook. It still exists. The Facebook poke still exists.
When was the last time you poked someone, Grant?
A lot more recent than I'd like to admit.
Let's hear it.
I don't know. Probably within the last 6 months.
Lame.
When's the last time you poked someone?
It's been at least 5 years.
I did it through college because I thought it was funny, and then like every now and then one will just randomly pop up, and I'll be like, because my favorites page on my laptop, when I open it up, it opens up to pokes. So when I open up Facebook on my laptop, it goes right to pokes, which, you know, I open up every now and then my laptop, so yeah, if you ever get a poke from me, it's probably gonna be pretty awkward, but you know, just accept it.
It's just Grant's way of letting you know he's thinking about you.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Thinking about you. Have a good one. Poke.
You're up again.
My last one is gonna be on LinkedIn. I don't like LinkedIn. Fuck that. Never mind.
We didn't prepare too well.
We didn't prepare this one very well, but probably like the Instagram message where you go to message to someone, you accidentally tap two people. You ever done that one? And then you accidentally send someone an Instagram message that you didn't want to send them. That's happened.
Oh, like the direct message?
Yeah, like I'm sending like a funny meme in our meme group, and then I accidentally sent it to someone else that like I'd recently sent something to, and then you're like, oh, sorry, that wasn't for you. And like, oh, I can't see it because you follow these blocked pages. Oh yeah, okay, good.
Okay, good. It was totally about you. mine. Oh, goodness.
I know, it's tougher than I thought.
I was thinking hard there. I thought this would be a lot easier. We'll go. It's not really like awkward, visibly awkward, but when you get followed by those random accounts, like, oh, what's this? Oh, yeah, never mind.
Porn.
Yep.
Porn.
Don't need that one.
Yeah, don't need that one. Oh, I got an honorable mention. Okay. Switching off of porn real quick. Or like when you send a Snapchat you didn't mean to send to someone, because that happens a lot more frequently.
I forgot about Snapchat.
When you send someone a Snapchat, yeah. Like guys send each other Snapchats that can be just kind of goofy, and then the next thing you know, somebody accidentally tags someone you didn't mean to in it, or you know, sent to someone.
Sorry,
yeah, it's life ruining. That could be life ruining some of the stuff that I've sent. So.
Yeah. Good morning, Grant.
All right, let's hop in this interview here. We got Michael Sherinian, and should be a good time.
Okay.
right, now we welcome on a good friend of mine. I've known him for a long time.
Who graduated with him?
Ooh, that's a tough call.
Yeah. No, it's not tough
at
all.
Do you even want to like talk about it then? Should we just end the recording now?
You want to Rose Apple's speech class? Mm-hmm. You know, Michael Strinian.
Michael Strinian.
Welcome to the pod.
Mike, welcome on.
Appreciate it, guys. First time. I've been wondering if I can get a call. I'm finally glad to.
He got the call.
People are always surprised at how many friends we have.
Also,
I'm one of those people.
This is also it's a live podcast, so we have like five people.
Studio audience.
Yeah, studio audience.
Applause now.
A naked. We got a naked guy in the shower, so. Different day.
Whoa.
Opposed to what kind of shower, Grant?
Yeah. That's fair. I don't know.
Great shower for this one.
Great one. Never knew.
So, if you don't leave your socks on, you're not trying.
What?
I don't know. Mike, we ask this question to everyone that comes on the show.
Let's hear it.
First question. What's your favorite Charlie and Me moment? Doesn't have to be exclusively Charlie and Me. It could be like a Charlie moment, a Grant moment.
Okay. Well, my favorite Grant moment is when we're at Tate's land and you were so fucked up and you fell into a pile of mud.
I don't even remember this, but I don't doubt it.
Me and Charlie, we've been playing baseball against each other for a minute. I remember you played for the Mustangs. You subbed for us for the Rattlers a couple times. I just remember competing against you, so I appreciate that.
Cheers.
Yeah, sucks. Who won more?
Tough call. I think the Mustangs are a little bit better.
Fast, loyal, strong team motto right there.
Like it. I like it.
You had a team motto, nice.
Yeah, fast, loyal, strong. We're Mustangs.
So that was different.
I added that. That's fresh.
Oh, that was live for sure. So Mike, you we haven't been drinking.
Not a drop.
You went to Dowling. Now you pretty much hang out. Well, when you hang out with us, you hang out with a bunch of Roosevelt guys.
Uh-huh.
You ever feel any animosity between the fact that like Dowling and Roosevelt?
No. I had a little bit when I first transferred. So to give a little bit of context, I went to Roosevelt my freshman year. Played baseball. Decent baseball athlete. Trash at football. But then.
Yeah, you were trash at football.
At freshman year, I really didn't understand the game. I only started playing flag, like, in middle school. But when I first transferred, it was just really for baseball, to be honest. And Roosevelt is cool, but I just wanted something different. And my brother actually was kind of a problematic kid. So he was shadowing Dowling. And my parents were like, hey, do you want to go to Dowling too? I was like, no, absolutely not. They're like, shadow, at least. And I was like, okay, cool. Checked it out. Ended up liking it. Went there. It was cool. Started playing football.
We were cool.
Did pretty well. So I'm very happy with my decision. But there's a little bit of hatred that I left. Some people didn't really like the idea that I left Roosevelt to go to Dowling.
That's
fair. I'm also sitting here with a group of all Roosevelt and Dowling-based friends, and I want to change it for the world.
But I will say, you won. You won state titles.
Yeah, Dowling is, I'd argue,
so
that
like,
we're
why,
the best.
Why wouldn't you transfer to win a state title?
The thing is, I went there for baseball. I honestly was not even a football guy. And my Dowling football story is really fucking badass because I was a scout team player. Like, I was probably four-string safety my sophomore year. And then my senior year, I ended up in first-team all-state captain linebacker. So I went in there and I handled my fucking business.
Fucking killed it.
I'll say, I know how to play outside linebacker.
The machine.
Because we got...
The machine.
Because Michael gave a nice how-to speech on how to play outside linebacker for the Dowling Catholic Maroons.
Yeah, for my speech. That's funny because me and Charles had a speech class together and I was like, what the fuck am I going to talk about? And I was like, you know what?
What do you do best?
And I can bullshit for 3 minutes on how to play outside linebacker, and they're going to have no idea what I'm talking about. I can ramble.
Nope.
And I'm going to pass this speech class. And it worked.
It worked. Oh, I gave mine on how to jump a car, not like athletically, but like.
Show it the glass.
And but I was in my buddy's car, and it was a European car. So I got it, I got under the hood, and I'm like, what am I looking at? Like, it was all like different. So I'm like, you just put these things here. Got an A.
Nice. Love it.
But yeah. Oh, you meant like jump a car.
No, like, yeah. Like,
initially, like jump over a car.
Hands not athletic.
That's why I said not
So.
I'm a little slow.
So, Mike,
yeah, that was Nathan.
You're originally from Russia.
Correct.
Bought my shirts.
And proud of that. I think that's sweet. How do you feel? This is a little political, and you don't have to go anywhere if you don't want to. But
okay.
How do you feel about all this shit that goes down recently about people like kind of saying Russia ran elections and shit like that?
To be honest with you, I actually have thought about this a lot. So I've done my research, and it's tough because it's all a little bit shady. But I truly take a lot of pride in my nationality.
Yeah, I think that's great. I have nothing against that. I think
obviously,
it's great.
Yeah, we're good. But
I love the fact that I'm unique, and I really take pride in it. And the whole thing's a little bit shady to me, but also I'm one of my own, and I don't let that judge who I am.
Right. That's good.
Well said.
That's good. I like that. That's yeah. Probably the perfect response. I don't think I could have came up with better.
He's a spy.
Yeah, I always see that movie, Salt.
Yeah. Salt? Yeah.
We got.
He
actually. Hey, cool side note is I was the youngest.
Hey, why are you blaming
of
you?
Three brothers. I have three older brothers I've never met.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
how'd you find out that you had brothers?
The doctors wrote me a letter that I could only open when I turned 21.
Really?
Yep.
So,
was there any like hesitation on reading that letter?
No, I honestly didn't know anything about it until I turned 21. My parents gave it to me. I read it, and it was awesome.
Dang,
that's sweet.
It was eye opening.
So, do you know anything about those guys?
Nothing about them, and it's very strange how the whole thing worked out. Basically, quick story is they had to lie about that, said I had some medical defect to adopt me.
Dude, that's scary.
Because at the time, it was very difficult to adopt a child from Russia without having a medical defect that they needed to cure in the United States. So, I probably shouldn't be stating this on a live podcast, but they forged documents that I had a disease that needed to be cured in the U.S.,
I love it.
But
hey, you're cured.
I'm cured.
Yeah, you cured.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah.
You didn't have to say it. You forged it. You could just tell me. You're like.
Actually, you're right. Yeah.
They were. Nothing was actually forged
in the making.
To all 15 people.
He had a disease that he had to get cured in the U.S. and it's cured now, so he's good.
Correct.
No, that's sweet. So you played college football. You're a big football fan. I know that for a fact. You run literally our entire
Pick'em League.
Anyone wants to hop in the Pick'em League, let us know. We'll throw you in.
$10
a week. It's worth it because I win like once a year. But anyway, what's like your favorite football moment, either playing or watching? I guess like because so you're a fan, obviously, so you can have a watching big moment, but.
So, my favorite football moment ever probably was, so my junior year, I didn't really start till three games in, and it was unfortunately because of a serious injury to one of my teammates. And after that, our playoff year, in the playoffs we played Valley, our rivals, Dowling Valley, big game, and they beat our ass in the playoffs, and like seeing my boys cry and the friendship we bought, like had, playing together, like seeing the older guys that basically acclimated me to the sport,
right?
Just so heartbroken. It made me just want to beat the shit out of Valley the next year. And we went out and they were 14-0. It's actually like 20 games in a row they won. And we went into their home stadium and we beat the shit out of them 27-7, beat their unbeaten streak, number one in state. We beat their ass. I couldn't be more proud of that in my life.
As
a team captain, I fucking love
so
ecstatic.
There's nothing fucking
better. We handled our business.
There's nothing fucking better than someone walking in saying like, yeah, I watched these
people. We beat their ass.
Be fucking upset. And then he's like, I want to fucking kick the shit out of them.
Yeah.
I want to kick
the
shit out of
them. That was a pride. I actually, it's funny because it was my junior year. I have a picture, I hung it up on my locker, of this dude stiff-arming me for a touchdown. I hung it up,
on my locker of that Valley game, and then we went and beat them in their own home stadium in front of, I think it was 12,000 people.
You, dude, you fucked them up.
Yeah.
That's actually sick. I didn't follow the Dowling Valley rivalry very much.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
But why would I care? No offense. But that's sick. I always love when people literally are just like, when you have a vendetta and you fucking fulfill it, that's sick.
It's more just a personal goal.
Yeah. I mean, same.
And as a team captain, you got to lead your boys.
Yeah.
You got to lead them.
Lead by example.
Now.
And I was gifted with a great team, great teammates.
Very serious question here. I know a big part about sports is just chilling in the locker room with your okay. team.
Yeah.
Do you miss that kind of setting?
Man, that was the funnest.
Because like so I look back on that and
so much fun.
Probably, those were some of our best. So those were some of our best times.
What's your best story?
The runners' best locker room versus the football locker room.
We don't share best stories about locker rooms.
Locker room talk. Come on.
If I had to keep it PG.
Keep it as PG as possible because I don't want you to share some shit you don't want to share.
I'm trying to think if I want to dive into high school or college. In high school, we used to have a cologne locker, a man locker, where all of us brought in one bottle of cologne, and I think we had like 50 bottles in one locker.
Really?
That's crazy.
And like a cool side note is me and Reed Flood, one of our captain linebackers, wore cologne to every game, so when we hit someone, they'd smell us and they'd know it was us hitting them.
That's sick.
Awesome.
Yeah. We wore some manly ass stinky cologne, so they knew when we went and saw them.
I heard a funny thing about wrestlers. Like wrestlers, like just won't shower.
Yeah.
And they'll smell disgusting. So like literally, their opponent will hate hitting them.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking insane.
Wrestlers have also pissed their pants before matches.
I had a crazy thing in one of them. That's terrible. It took me a second to comprehend that. We did a crazy thing when we had a locker room in high school.
Mm-hmm.
We did four square in the middle. It was actually the best. And like you literally marked up who won more.
That's pretty special in a high school locker room. We had a bathroom. And like
it was track. Not
either way. Changing the bathroom all 4 years.
So track we had a locker room and we'd do four square. I loved Foursquare. Like, I love Foursquare still. I would play Foursquare.
I'm sure Grant never quite makes it to King Square, but like,
fuck you.
So this guy is almost that guy. No response. It's right. I'm right.
I don't have a response back. Like, that's gonna be the rest of my life. I'm gonna just
almost there.
That was really close. You did great, honey. That's what I expect to hear at the end of the day.
All right. We end the question segment of our interviews with the same question every time. Now, I can see you have a decent amount of tattoos.
Yeah.
But what's going to be your next tattoo and where are you going to put it?
Dude,
Grant's face is always an option.
So
you thought about
I've thought face? About this one a lot. And Grant's face will not be tattooed on my body.
Good choice.
But so I have both my half sleeves done. And I went to... a guy I was real comfortable with off Roosevelt, right across the street from Roosevelt, Sacred Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a great vision in mind. I got a couple Russian-based tattoos, patron saints, a couple remembrances of where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
Remember where you come from and celebrate it. To remember where you come from is a piece of where you're going.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite quotes ever. But my next tattoo, I've already planned it. So I'm going to Cairo this summer.
Ooh.
I'm going to get a double Sphinx on me somewhere.
That's awesome.
I'm going to get that or a pharaoh somewhere on my body. And I'm going to I haven't decided if I want to put it in English or if I want to put it in, I guess.
Egyptian?
Egyptian.
Is that?
It's Egyptian.
Arabic?
Is it Arabic?
Is the world is yours.
Egyptian's not a language?
I feel bigger. Stupid right now.
Good thing we have second Charlie here. We have two Charlies here.
Yeah, so I'm going to get a pharaoh and then the world is yours in Arabic somewhere.
That's going to
be the next one.
That's sick. I think my next tattoo would be like... thanks, Tate. My next tattoo would be like an underline of Charlie Man.
Yeah. Just underline it?
No, but for real, it's like... A quick side note to anyone out there is like, you can do anything you want. My buddy called me up 3 weeks ago. I didn't know I was going to Egypt. My buddy called me up and said, hey, I'm going to be doing some humanitarian work in Ghana. He said, where are we going in Egypt? I said, all right, I'll meet you in Cairo. When are we going? You can do anything you want. Don't ever make excuses.
Damn.
That's one of the most deep things we've ever had in this podcast. Sure. And I shouldn't laugh about it, but it's like, whoa. Just kind of fucked me up.
Yeah, we're about to just go to a foreign country, just the two of us, and have the time of our lives. And like, it's honestly kind of a little bit intimidating thinking that I'm going to go to Egypt. Don't really speak the language, obviously. Totally foreign culture.
Everyone's being
a little bit intimidating. It's like, yeah.
Right.
But it's like, at the same time, a lot of people would be detracted to traveling there because of their nerves.
Right.
And that's, I'm going to see things that people will never see in their entire life just because I decided to nut up and do it.
So, I love it.
Yeah.
I fucking love it.
Nut up
or all right. Hard segue, because that was fucking beautiful.
If we could end it now, we probably should.
We probably should just cut it off, and I might. Who knows how I edit it.
Inspire me, Grant.
But we have a segment. We like to do a game.
Mm-hmm.
This game is trivia from friends.
Okay.
Abe.
It's me versus you, as many as you get right. The first question asked... You pop in.
Okay, so
you gotta buzz in. You don't yell it out. You want to say like boop.
You buzz.
And then
buzz.
You get boop. Buzz. And then Abe will pick who was first. And then you have to go.
Okay.
Just a random question.
Whatever you want.
I don't get to play.
You want to play too?
Yeah.
Oh, all three of. I like this. This is the first time we've ever had a three-person game. Let's go. All three of
questions
us.
Questions for me?
Yeah.
Well, you got your first questions.
Your
for
first
me.
Questions for me. Right. We're going around the horn. Everybody here, you guys have a question.
I don't know if any of you guys are going to get this one.
Okay.
All right. What does pteranophobia a fear of?
Buzz. Peanut butter.
No.
Buzz. Leaves.
Nope.
Damn.
I don't even know about
that. Actually, defaults to Mike. Mike got it right. Technically, on the default, it's always the guest.
I was trying to think of just break down what patera would mean and... I honestly have no idea.
What is it?
It's the fear of being tickled by feathers.
What the hell?
I literally googled 100 fun facts. That was the funnest fact I've seen. So. I'm going to default it to Mike. Mike got that one. Let's go.
Mike's in the lead. Tate, you're up.
All right.
Random question. Let's go.
Charles, you're at a disadvantage because this isn't... I didn't think of a trivia question. You just asked.
It's fine.
Earlier you said just
it's just
question.
Fine. Yeah,
it's fine. Right. Whatever it is.
My question is, what is my middle name?
Buzz. Grant.
Not right.
Fuck. No. It's
You guys said Buzz.
Kane.
You guys say Buzz. Buzz.
Kane. Kane. Oh, Buzz. Kane.
False.
Buzz. Kate.
Buzz. No, hold on. I haven't buzzed in.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a second.
Shot clock.
Buzz in.
Buzz!
Oh, dude, I know this. Buzz I know Kane. This, too. I've heard it before, and it's it always
he
throws
me off. He was close.
Abe?
Close to Kane.
That's his Kane. Name. It's his first name, the baby. But we share the same middle name.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, this is bad. Just say
fuck!
It.
What is
Kyle.
It?
Kyle.
God damn it.
Nate, what's your question?
I heard it.
If a plane crashes on a border between the United States and Canada, where do you bury the survivors?
Buzz, you don't bury survivors.
Charlie's a smart guy.
Actually, I got a good question for Charlie. So I've asked this one to Grant before. So Charlie, would you consider yourself an intelligent individual? Okay, so you're running a race right now.
Yep. Shoot.
Oh, you're running a race.
I've run lots of races.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. You have. So
my forte, someone said.
You just passed the person in second place. What place are you in?
Yeah, you're in second place.
Okay.
Sharp.
Very
you
sharp.
Got a sharp right?
Very sharp.
Huzzah. All
right, Mike, dude, it was great having you on. You definitely won the trivia section, because if we default to...
Whoa.
Oh, you got a question?
No, we tied.
No, wait, do I get to ask you guys a question?
We devolved
actually,
on two.
Grant, I got to ask you a question.
All right, ask away. I mean,
okay.
I was going to end it, but I guess we're good. Let's
okay,
do
Grant.
It.
So how PG or R-rated can we get here?
The barometer is our parents listen. That's usually the...
Okay. I can
the lowest form of all.
I can edit this out, so go ahead.
Okay. What was your best college story... Thank you.
was Michael Sherinian. Fun interview. It was a lot of fun kind of doing that live. Very much, this kind of entire episode's a little impromptu, but I liked it. Anyway, last question he asked, favorite college story. Just gonna save that one for everyone else to share for me.
That's what the Charlie and me questions.
Exactly.
Have to be.
We actually recorded an answer on that one, but I deleted it off. So anyone who... That's the first edit I've ever done to one of our podcasts, I believe, by the way. So,
believe it or not.
Believe it or not, that's the first edit I've ever done. We just wanted to cut it, let everyone know.
Just getting too long is all it was.
Sure.
Sure.
We just want everyone to know. You share our favorite college stories, and we will live by them. Charlie,
amen.
You got anything else to say? I don't know.
And also with your spirit.
All right, we'll wrap this up here. Charlie, what's your quote?
Creativity is contagious. Pass it on. Albert Einstein.
I love it. If you're always trying to be normal, you'll never know how amazing you can be. Maya Angelou.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Thanks.
Deuces.